Good morning, church. It is great to share my Tuesday morning with you. Today we are in John chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. And here, Jesus continues to describe his relationship with his followers. Some of the people ask if he's the Messiah, and Jesus responds by declaring that the deeds he does by his Father's authority speak on his behalf. Some of the people attempt to stone him, whereas many others believe in him. And God's guiding word for us as we continue in his word this week is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. It was winter, and the festival of the dedication of the temple was being celebrated in Jerusalem. Jesus was walking in Solomon's porch in the temple when the people gathered around him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? Tell us the plain truth. Are you the Messiah?" And Jesus answered, "I've already told you, but you would not believe me. The deeds I do by my Father's authority speak on my behalf, but you will not believe me, for you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never die. No one can snatch them away from me. What my Father has given me is greater than everything, and no one can snatch them away from the Father's care. The Father and I are one." Then the people began to pick up stones to throw at him. Jesus said to them, "I have done so many good deeds in your presence, which the Father gave me to do. For which one of these do you want to stone me?" They answered, "We do not want to stone you because of any good deeds, but because of your blasphemy. You are only a man, but you are trying to make yourself God." Jesus answered, "It is written in your own law that God said, 'You are gods.' We know that what the Scripture says is true forever. And God called those people gods. Now, the people to whom his message was given were the ones that God, called them that gods. As for me, the Father chose me and sent me into the world. How then can you say that I blaspheme because I am the Son of God? Do not believe me, then, if I'm not doing the things that my Father wants me to. But if I do them, then, even though you do not believe me, you should at least believe my deeds, in order that you may know once and for all that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Once again they tried to seize Jesus, but he slipped out of their hands. Jesus then went back across the Jordan River to the place where John had been baptized, and he stayed there. Many people came to him. "John performed no miracles," they said, "but everything he said about this man was true." And many people there believed in him. And today's key verse is John 10:27, where Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." No, beloved, it was just, it's just unbelievable. Jesus is talking to his followers, the people that were questioning him, about his life that he has lived in front of them, the works, the deeds that his Father God, had given to do, which he has performed these works flawlessly. People are raised from the dead. People are healed. All these, all of these things that only God can do. And yet, as soon as he asserts that he is God, then what do? They start picking up stones, and they want to go ahead and kill him. Well, beloved, our minds are so small, and we can never truly understand the greatness of God, the greatness of God's plan of salvation, the wonder of what Jesus did in bringing that salvation down to earth for you and me. But let's not have little minds like these people who, as soon as they don't understand something, well, let's destroy it. We'll have to destroy it because we don't understand it. Now, let's reach out and let God enrich our lives and draw us closer to himself. Let's pray. Loving God, as one of your sheep, you know my name, and I thank you for the promise of eternal life with you and the assurance that no one can ever snatch me away from you. Help me to listen for your voice each day so that I always follow you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end, beloved. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll be in John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1, where Jesus receives word that his friend Lazarus is ill. And so tomorrow we'll find out what's going on with Jesus' friend Lazarus. Until tomorrow then, may all the richest promises of God's word be yours.